society, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Mark Delaney Wheeler, and welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio Mid-Atlantic. We're having another on-the-water special tonight. Actually, it would be better if the Jets weren't around. Welcome to Virginia Beach, everybody, and Rudy Inlet, home of jet noise. I'm paddling against the wind and current right now. I was hoping to be back in the ramp in a nice, quieter spot. But I'd like to welcome everybody. If you're in the chat room, welcome. If you're at the, if you called in, I apologize. Let yourself be known every so often. Hopefully, if my wife is listening, she can unmute you. Listen to that roar. I like the sound of freedom. All right. So, tonight, folks, we're going to do some reports. We're going to talk about a few things. And the subject is trolling. We've got some great info. A lot of first-hand experience, as you can tell. And I'm sliding into the ramp right now. But, yeah, it'll be a good night. We're going to kick it off with some fresh reports. Lynn Haven, for all you flounder-pounders. For all you croaker-chuckers. Flathead. Lynn Haven is for you right now. Went down there, met a gentleman who had a nice stringer of croaker, of spot, up to about a pound and a half, and some really, really nice flounder. So hit Lynn Haven if you're looking for flounder, croaker, whatever. It's for you. Rudy, really nice speckled trout to move into Rudy, folks. Hence the subject of tonight. Oh, we got two ducks. The big specs have moved in. You're looking at anything over 18 inches is a consistent catch. My buddy who's still out in the water, he's got a beautiful 23-inch fat spec. No more than 20 yards from the boat ramp, so that's excellent to see. Along with flounder. Here, I just slid back into the ramp. The flounder have moved in. Tonight, I caught three really nice flounder. Sorry about that, folks. Technical difficulties. Hopefully things will get quieter. Much quieter. All right, I'm in my truck. Here we go. But, yeah, the flounder and Rudy have showed up. Some really good stuff there, along with big blues. I've got two blues today, just under 20 inches. So all things considering, excellent, excellent time to be out. Along with in the bay. Tall, they're still heavy, still really heavy. Along with some flounder being caught over the tubes and around the islands, small boat channels, things like that. The shad are in Richmond, the James, so get up on them. Have some fun with that. I know Mr. Rob Choi is headed out for them tonight, too, along with just trying to find some kitty cats. So good luck, Rob. Stay safe. And on the Eastern Shore, if you want big, big drum, you need to hit the Eastern Shore. Some really good drum action going on right now out there. So get out on it. Alrighty. So like I said, folks, the topic of tonight's discussion is trolling. Techniques using not only pedal, but paddle, lures to use, lures and stay away from, and how to use those lures effectively, and you know how to control your speeds, and you know when you got the current behind you and everything else. So, what is trolling? And most people get a misperceived perception of trolling. Trolling is, in my mind, a great way to find fish. You know, you'd be surprised at how many times you'll be moving from spot to spot with the, you know, rolling out a troll and magically hook up on a fish. And then you go back to that spot and you found a new school, or you found a new piece of structure. That is the great thing about trolling, is that no matter what, you always have a line in. Either you're sitting there casting and you decide to move a spot, throw out a line. If you are just launching, throw out a line. You never know what might happen. So, what should you be doing while you are trolling? Let's start with that. And how far your line should be back before you even get to lures or anything else. And I'm going to classify three lures for you. We have the bottom lures. Those are the ones that are just barely going to skip on the bottom or no more than a foot off the bottom. You have your mid-level, which is a foot to 5 feet from the surface, or 4 feet from the surface, let's say. Then you have your topwater lures, or your top-end lures. Those are the ones you're going to sit real low or just underneath the surface and do their thing. Each has their great highs, they have their lows, and they all can work in conjunction with each other to present a bait effectively. So let's say you're sitting at a spot, you go to move, what do you do? But truthfully honest, folks, it's as simple as just casting behind you. Now, I run two lines all the time. It gets hectic. I do get lines wrapped. But the way you run two lines effectively, okay, and I run them behind me. I don't have rod holders in front of me. If you have rod holders in front of you, we'll get to that in a little bit. But the rod's behind me. My rod holders are behind me. I'm going to take my line, and I'm going to chuck it behind me. Okay, if I'm using a bottom lure, I'm going to let out more line after that, a good 10 count as I'm paddling away. The lure hits, I stick it in the rod holder, 1, paddle, 2, paddle, 3, paddle, 4, paddle, 5, just like that. Probably a 5 count would work best for most people. We're talking in 20-foot depth water. This is for Rudy Inlet, for Lynn Haven. If you're dealing with shallow water, i.e. 9 feet, then I wouldn't, you know, let any more line out. But anything over 10 to 15 to 20 feet, you're going to want some more line out. The reason behind that is that your line is creating drag in the water. That will naturally lift that bait from the bottom, and you lose that presentation. If I was trolling at a boat, usually, if I'm using, let's say, an umbrella rig, and that umbrella rigs are great for this thought. I know people don't like them, but too bad. Umbrella rigs. To get them down, let's say, 50 feet, I had to let out 500 feet of line. This is using wire line and everything else. And that's how I use it in my head, is take that bit of knowledge and run with it. Okay? So what you're looking at doing is figuring out how deep you are and how deep you want that lure to go and how it's going to work for you. If you're using a mirror lure, the 52MR, that's a foot a second. So it would behoove you to cast that out, let out some more line, while you're about ready to set out the second cast with another lure. So this time, by the time you start paddling away, the lure is down where it needs to be. Plus it has extra line and everything else. If I'm using a mid-level depth lure, i.e. Rapala, Bomber Long A, where I'm looking at diving down 6, 7, 8 feet, that lure is going to do its thing. I'm going to do the same thing, but I'm not going to let out as much line. What you're looking to do here, folks, is stagger that water column with different baits, different colors, different presentations. So this way, when you go ahead and you start catching fish, you realize, my bottom lure is not working, but the top one is working. The reason I said bottom and top is this is my formula. If I'm running a deep lure, a bomber or a 52MR, I'm using a Mojo, which is a large striper rig. If I'm using a jig head with a soft plastic,
that is my quote-unquote bottom lower. Cause it's going to be right across the bottom because I'm going to be traveling pretty slow. If I'm running a lure like that, you never want to run a second bottom lure. Reason for that is that if a fish hits, they're going to move side to side more than they are front and back, or north and south, let's say. And they have a very good tendency to, once you start reeling them in, to travel east and west and wrap up that other line. But if I'm using a top water, they're going underneath that line until it gets in close. That's the difference. So if I'm trolling and I have a lure that's going to float back up to the surface, that is one lure. If I have a jig, a 52 MR, a Mojo, I'm trying to think of a stretch, anything like that, I'm going to let that run on the bottom. Okay? If I have two mid-level lures out, and this is the only time I put out two along with the top, is if I'm running lures that are staggered, i.e. one is farther out than the other. The reason for that is if my right, this is the way I do it, my right line is always longer than my left. So I know if I hook up on a fish, I have enough time to play that fish a little bit while I can crank in that other line. Okay? Get it close enough to the boat where I feel comfortable, and then by the time I'm probably swung around fighting that fish, I have no issues. Same thing with my top waters. And remember, folks, top waters between 4 feet and the surface. Is now I have that ability to know what I'm fishing, how I'm fishing it. And, you know, set up a thought. You can hear that rumble. That's over 10 miles away. It's awesome. We have another caller.
Hey, Wheeler, it's Lozier. I just want to let you know I opened your chat room. You didn't have anybody lined up, so.
Oh, my wife missed that. Sorry about that, bud.
And you got another caller in here. I don't know if he's 845.
845, you're on the air.
I'm late from work tonight, just been listening.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good now, I guess. My bad about the chat room, folks.
All right, I'm out of here.
All right, brother. Thank you. All right, folks, I apologize about that, about the chat room. Hopefully you were listening. Yeah, as I said, I am on the water, or was on the water at the beginning of the show. Welcome. We're talking about trolling. Get back on topic. And that is, we've gone over, what lures, how long. And basically, it's just a cast with a little bit of extra line. Probably 40, 50 feet, if that, back for most presentations. And, remember, if I'm running a bottom, I always run a top or a mid-level. If I'm running a mid-level, I can run two. If I'm running a top, I can run both. And never want to use more than two. You're only one person. That's a lot of work. So let's talk about baits. And a few bait selections that I always run with is a jig with a soft plastic, okay? A mirror lure of some sort, a hard plastic lure, I should say. The mirror lures are great. Reason for that is everyone says, well, they don't do anything, any action. When you pick up a little bit of speed and you've got and you're working against the current, that bait will wobble back and forth, and you want rattles. I can't express that enough. Rattles are key to when you're running a lure really slow. You want that little bit of vibration going along with those hooks and everything else. So if I'm running, and I always run two different baits, entirely two different colors, two different styles, so this way I am covering and trying to find what the fish want, especially if the fishing's tough. If the fishing's really tough, then you need to run several different baits. Always interchange them out. This is the only time I recommend using a swivel or a snap swivel, because you're going to be changing out baits rather quickly, and you want that bait to be able to move and jiggle and jiggle in a natural presentation. So if you do that, you're going to be really successful. You know, by changing out baits, changing speeds, and what I mean by changing speeds is you theoretically want the current in your face. It'll slow you down, and you'll get a really good presentation that way. Plus, the current's going to make that lure work by itself really well. Okay? Now, along with that, if you have the current at your back plus the wind, it'll be very difficult to get any sort of presentation done because the lure is going to be moving the same speed you are. So that lure is just going to be kind of just sitting there in limbo and not having the opportunity to really get going. And or the current's going to be pushing harder than you are going at speed. And that lure is going to get tangled in your line and you're going to have issues. Okay? So, current in your face, wind in your face, it'll be a long paddling day, but it'll be worth it. If you're pedaling, remember, you have your hands free, okay? Another jet going by. If you have your hands free and you have the rod sitting in front of you, even if you're paddling, paddle, doesn't matter. The key to trolling and getting fish is not grabbing the rod too early. You do not want to set the hook, per se. You want your movement, your forward momentum to set the hook for you. Okay? Or partially set the hook, I should say. What do I mean by this? I fish with a lot of guys that use Hobies, and they're trolling with the rods in their hands. The moment they get hit, it's a natural reaction to try to set the hook. Okay? Don't. Put the rods in the holders and let them eat it. Okay? I usually give a 5 count. The moment I feel the rod go down, and in my boat, I know exactly what my rods are doing behind me. I can feel it in my seat of the rod popping and let me know that I've got bites and he's there. And I'll count to 5. It's killing me. You know, 1 Mississippi, oh, come on now, stay on. 2 Mississippi, all the way to 5. Then I'll grab the rod, reel down a little bit, and I'll give a good hook set just to make sure it's in there at all times, keeping tension on the line. With these hard plastic baits, your bombers, your mirror lures, if you're trolling live bait, we'll get to that in a little bit, you definitely don't want to lose tension. Those fish are going to be flashing their heads, they'll be running towards you, running away. Any slack in the line will potentially lose the fish for you. So, you feel the bite, you see the bite, let them take it, then remove the rod, tighten down, snap off a hook set, and fight your fish. If you so happen to have 2 lines out, and it's a big fish, and he starts taking you away, which is a great feeling, keep finding the fish with the other hand, reel in that of the lure. Trust me, it will save you a lot of grief. If you're fishing and you're catching lots of little bluefish and little specks and small reds and stripers and whatever else, keep that other line out. One-hand paddle when you can to keep that other line out. You'll be surprised how many times you get a secondary hookup. You know, and then that's when things really get fun. Really get fun is when they start spinning you around. It's worth it. For those that don't want to run 2 lines and using a single line, remember, if you're using a deep bait that's pushing a lot of water, a bomber long a man's stretch, a large mirror lure, a crankbait, which are excellent baits, by the way, for trolling, things like that, you will naturally pull to one side when you're paddling. If you have a rudder, you can correct for this. If you don't, you're going to want to put something over the side, i.e. a stringer. Do something. Put something over the side, another lure. You know, just barely touch the surface of the water or barely underneath the water right next to your kayak. That will help equalize your stroke and your tracking. So this way you won't be fighting, you know, one arm will be more tired than the other. You don't want that. So, let's recap what we've already gone over. and that is nice long cast behind you, right on the rod holder, and paddle. Simple as that. You know, to be truthfully honest. Varying speeds. You want to vary your bait colors until you find the color that they like. And I'm going to tell you right now, folks, right now in Rudy Inlet, the 52MR, which is the larger bait, okay, and 808 color, which I think everyone calls Jack-O-Lantern or Halloween or something similar to that, is rocking it for me. And that's my bait, my go-to bait this time of year. For whatever reason, because I do a lot of night fishing now, or even during the daytime, that bait, if you let it sink for a 10 count before you start paddling in a lot of deeper spots, you will be surprised at how many speckled trout, bluefish, stripers, flounder will hit this bait. I don't know what it is about that color. It has some gold in it. It has the orange belly and root beer back. And if Redfish Chuck's listening, he's going, root beer, baby. Yeah. It is a great bait. I really like it. Along with the 17MR, I'm trolling both of them at the same time. I've gotten multiple hookups on multiple specs. And, just a really, really great lure. Lure color, I should say. So, another option. I just thought about this. So I'm looking at my kayak sitting there waiting for me to get back in it. Topwater. And I'm talking a plug, popper, stuff like that. Really is a other option for you. They use them in offshore. They use them inshore, trolling for the kings and everything else. Why wouldn't work in, you know, the back bays and for speckled trout and everything else? Give it a nice, long cast, and then just start paddling. You never worry about it sinking. It's always going to be on the top. And you'll hear the explosion behind you, most likely. If a fish come up and just absolutely slamming it. The Bonkadonks from Bomber. Those, when you start paddling for top water, will wiggle. Excellent. Excellent for that. Plus, they got a little bit of a rattle in them. Skitter pops, same things. Skitter walks. All excellent top water baits that, you know, sunrise, sunset, when you're just looking for something different. Excellent choices. And I never really hit the mid-level two. You know, Bomber, you can't go wrong with that. Arapala. The Arapala jerkbait. Excellent. That'll dive down pretty deep. If you need to get deeper, go ahead and rig up a Carolina rig. Rig up a banana rig using, you know, or a banana weight. An inline sinker. It'll help get you down for deeper areas. Running smaller baits. Or running, you know, a 17MR. You want to run down 50 feet, think, you know, and you just got to think about those guys that run the vertical, the booger, the depth setups, you know, out west, or I can't think of it now. You know, run baits like that. Run a flounder, the old school flounder rig, by tying off, you know, a 2 ounce weight and trolling behind yourself a live bait. Now, let me get to live baits real fast. Always rig your live bait through the nose, never through the mouth. If it's a dead bait, through the mouth. Live bait through the nose. The reason for that is you're actually clamping down their mouth. They can't open up to get their, you know, the water through their gills. That's bad. You always want them to have that water through their gills. Okay? Because if you decide to stop, you hooked on another fish or another rig, you want that bait to do its thing. I love running live baits in the summertime. I'll use bunker. I'll use mullet, gudgeons, you know, minnows, things like that. The reason for that is that those baits are prolific during the summertime. You know, you can use the artificials all you want. But a lot of times, you know, a live bait troll behind you can really get that stubborn bite to bite. It can help you find the fish. It really is an effective way of doing it. And I use circle hooks. I know guys that don't, but I want that bait to get eaten and for that fish to hook themselves. Dummy rig it. Make it simple. So, as long as you run baits like that. Strip baits are great for, you know, any time of the season. Strip bait is basically just like a you know, belly meat, anything like that. Definitely are excellent. A lot of movement. Really can get a bike to go really heavily. All right. Because I am away from the studio, this is going to be a short show. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or whatever, please email me at landingcrew@yahoo.com. Listen, recap the show. If I missed something, I probably did. Let me know, and we'll recap it on next week's show. And summarize, again, for those that haven't heard or just tuning in, we were talking about trolling today. Remember, nice long cast behind you. Change the speed of your retrieve, of your paddling. Start, stop, fast, slow, until you find what they want. And remember what they want. If you're running two lines, never run two bottom lines. Always run a bottom with the top or a bottom with the mid-level lure. Two mid-levels at a time. Most likely they will either float or two tops, top water styles. Okay? If I'm running a live bait, try using circle hooks. Do the nose, and you'll have a lot of fun with that. Use snap swivels, because you'll be changing a lot of baits. It's the great thing about using the trolling setup, if you're really dedicated to it, is that you need to be able to switch baits quickly and stay on the move. If you're in a Hobie, if you're in the Native Mariner, boats like that, or you have a trolling motor, you have a hands up because your hands are free. And have fun with it. It's great to really, you know, just to paddle around. If you have a depth finder, you've got one up, because now you're covering a lot of water, you're seeing a lot of stuff. You can do a lot of good. And have fun. Turn on the radio. Call your buddy. Watch the sights while you're paddling or pedaling. It'll be worth it. Okay. Now for the shameless plugs. Jackson Kayaks, folks, if you're not in Jackson Kayak, you're missing out. Go to jacksonkayaks.com to check out the new Big Tuna. I'm super excited about this boat. And check out the Cuda and the Coosa. Also, go to yakangler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource, home of the boondoggle. Go to yakangler.com/boondoggle. Speaking of boondoggles, the boondoggle coming up this fall in Virginia Beach, Virginia, my neck of the woods. It's going to be held at First Landing State Park. Definitely check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got some great stuff planned. We got some great prizes already coming in for this, and it'll be a good time. I'm going to have a blast. You're looking at some great fishing that time of year in October. Everything's feeding, get ready to move, so definitely check it out. It'll be a lot of fun. Columbia Sportswear, because Mama said so. Irish Water Dogs, Brave the Waves or Giants Tremble. Definitely check them out. Great stuff there. Hook One, Killcliff. I can't say enough about Killcliff. It's really helped me out. I busted up my shoulder and be able to take that to recover after long days of paddling is nice. So definitely check that out. Camelback, because you can never stay too hydrated. Go to camelback.com to check out this stuff. Akuma Fishing. Definitely check out the Akuma line. Price points there for every angler. And I'm telling you what, folks, it might be, you might go, wow, that's really, you know, not that expensive. But you know what? It is an excellent line of rods and reels. So definitely check them out. And with that, Yeti Coolers, wildly stronger, keeps ice longer. I'm going to say adieu to you. Catch Chip Show tomorrow night, the Thursday night kickoff, or the Thursday night show at 8 Eastern. And I know Chip's got some great stuff going on there. Thank you for everyone that showed up in the chat room. I apologize for the chat not being opened up. Again, I do apologize for that. If you listened in, thank you again. Check out my Facebook page, www.facebook.com/Landing Crew Kayak Fishing for, who is that? No one? All right. And with that, folks, I thank you again. Catch you next week. Remember, always wear your PFD, take a kid fishing, and get on some fish. Tight lines, everybody.